Tom Shields. He's president of MRG, and he's on the other end of our line. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
This Rick Santorum surge in Michigan has been very, very interesting. I was watching Fox News last night as well as CNN, and the takes that the reporters had and the analysts that they had, should Mitt Romney lose this state, that could be a big blow to him heading into Super Tuesday. I know that MRG and Inside Michigan Politics have teamed up for a special presidential primary poll. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did a poll of what we asked for: definite Republican primary voters. It means people on Monday and Tuesday who had already made up their mind they're voting in the Republican primary. And it showed Santorum with a 10-point lead, about 43-33, and really a two-man race here. You know, Gingrich and Ron Paul both at around 10%, and they're not actively campaigning in the state. And that appears to be a little bit of problems for Romney and his his favorite son status in the state, given the fact that in other states you had four active candidates campaigning, and they were, the other three were sort of splitting up the very conservative vote in the Republican primary. In this case, it appears that the very conservative vote is gravitating over to Santorum at this time, but that certainly could change in the next 2 weeks.
Those results surprising?
Yeah, it's surprising given the fact that all polling we had done, everybody else had done up through the end of December last year here in this state, showed Romney with a comfortable lead over anybody. And, of course, there's been surges by all kinds of candidates, by Kane and Gingrich and now Santorum against Romney, but eventually he's fought those off and regained the lead. It'll be interesting to see whether or not he can do that here in Michigan and get some momentum going into the Super Tuesday race, which is really important here.
All right, tell us about some of the questions that you had asked the people you polled.
Well, first of all, we obviously asked questions of who they're going to vote for. Second, we asked questions such as where they thought were the most important issues that Congress and the President needs to concentrate on their primary focus. Number one, as you can imagine, is jobs and the economy. 47% of the people said that, but that's way down from where it has been in the past in this state. And the second one was taxes, spending, overall approach towards government, which of course among conservative Republicans is obviously one of the other key issues, which is at 37%. Then it sort of went beyond that. But those were the two main issues. The difference there is those people who believe that jobs and the economy are the number one issue, Romney's winning. Those people who believe that taxes and spending is the more important issue, Santorum's winning by 20 points. And that's really the difference here. It shows that the more conservatives who are more concerned about the whole size and growth of government over the local economy are gravitating towards Santorum. We looked at some other issues. Age-wise, all the age groups were supporting Santorum, except for the senior citizens were supporting Romney, which is probably due to the fact that many of those remember his father and had voted for his father back when he was governor in the 60s. So he's getting a boost there, but that's not as large a crowd as Romney needs in order to win on Election Day, unless he does a great job of getting those senior citizens out to vote on Election Day, and they have a track record, certainly, of getting out and voting.
What did men and women and Tea Party supporters think?
Yeah, well, those people who are strong supporters of Tea Party overwhelmingly voting for Santorum by about almost 20%. Those people who are not voting for Romney, again, it gives you the difference in the electorate. The men and women, a gender gap here. I mean, men were voting overwhelmingly for Santorum. Women were voting for Romney in this case, or it was about even among female voters. But there was certainly about an 18-point gender gap between males and females here. It starts painting a picture. And I think if you look at Florida results, they had pretty much the same type of problems between Romney and Gingrich, and that women overwhelmingly voted for Romney, and the male vote was pretty much split down there. So Romney has to, over this two-week campaign period, has to develop that same kind of break, I think, in the voters, develop some kind of coalition if he's going to win here on the 28th of February.
And Tom, you'd have to think it'd be embarrassing, too, to lose your home state.
Yeah, I think it really would be. Presidential primaries are all about expectations, exceeding expectations or failing expectations. I mean, in some of those early states like Iowa, you could, if you were expected to do poorly and you finish second, you're considered a winner. If you were expected to do well and you finish second, you could be considered a loser. So a lot of that is building those expectations and fulfilling those, whether or not that carries you, it gives you momentum to go in to the next state's primary. So, you know, Santorum is being very cautious. He's saying, you know, I hope to do well there. He's not saying he hopes to win. He just says he hopes to do well and make a good showing there. Romney has basically thrown down the gauntlet. You can see in his ads, he said, this is personal. This is my home state. He's, I think, fully expects to win this, and I think the general electorate fully expects to win this. And if he can come back here, and a lot of this is who shows up on election day. If he can get some of those more senior citizens, some of those other people, the moderates, some of the independent voters to come out and vote in the Republican primary, which tend to support him more, you know, he can turn this around along with doing something that makes the conservatives in the Republican Party feel more comfortable with him.
Tom, were people you polled eager to talk to you, or were they just kind of playing off the primaries?
Oh, no. I think that, you know, this is a sort of an exciting moment for the state of Michigan. You've got all the national focus on us. And it's our opportunity to have a real influence in this process. So I think, yeah, it was very easy to get people to respond to the survey, and I think people are eager to get involved. I think that may help Romney as we get closer to Election Day and encourage more people to get out and vote, maybe to get out there and support their favorite son, who knows. Beth Santorum will be working just as hard in order to get, you know, some of the Tea Party type folks out to vote who at this point in time feel more comfortable with him.
Tom Shields is the president of MRG. MRG and Inside Michigan Politics teamed up for this poll. If people want to take a look at that, Tom, where can they go?
They can go to our website at www.mrgmi.com and take a look at the poll. It's up there. We also even have cross tabs if someone wants to take a look at, you know, how these various groups, you know, support either one candidate or the other. You can take a look at it geographically. The closest Romney was actually right here in mid-Michigan. He was only down by 3 points. Here in the mid-Michigan area, the widest gap was up in the Upper Peninsula, where he was actually losing by 45 points. But what surprisingly was is that he was down in the Detroit area. This is an area that he carried overwhelmingly 4 years ago when he ran for president against John McCain in the primary. He was down by 6 points there. He was winning his Oakland County base where he grew up at, but losing that Wayne County, Detroit area that he needs to get back.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tony.